Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Larry O. Looking to shove a Browns quarterback this time. Jacoby Brissett, look out. Thursday night football in Cleveland. Not going well for the Steelers. Two trips there. Lost a game in 09 that pretty much ended their season. Terrible weather. Brady Quinn.
Things of
awful
that nature.
Browns team. Bruce Arians in awful weather. Kowtowing to Ben. Throwing the ball a million times. And then the 2019 game that you heard there. Mason Rudolph, what pretty much ended his hopes of being the heir apparent, the successor to Ben Roethlisberger.
Was it the helmet swing or the four picks for Mason?
Can it be both?
Probably. You know, I think this game's already going to go better for me than that one did because I was so emotionally fragile after the game.
You didn't show up to work.
Well, no, I was told not to show up.
That's right.
I was told to call in.
That's right.
Try to give my opinion.
That was during
coherently.
Your Steelers-Browns dual citizenship days.
Right. And our boss at the time said, I want you to take the day off. You can call in and give your takes if you can stop crying.
But fans are going to tune you out. The ratings will plummet if you actually come on the air, man. Those were different times. Adam Crowley is the voice of Black and Gold Game Day, in addition to doing the early morning show and producing the morning show. And he was asked by our boss very late last night to come in and co-host this show with us.
Mulsey, young Andre Agassi, how we doing today?
Do you think this mullet that I'm wearing will have a Samson effect on the Steelers tonight?
I think young Andre Agassi is actually the most accurate one I've heard. So props to you for that one.
I think you look good.
Thank you.
The beard sort of melds into it. I think you found a perfect color match.
That's
I think
wife.
It'll catch
his
on.
Wife did it. Amanda did
if
it.
The Steelers win, will you join me? Will you join the mullet army and rock one for the next game?
If I'm cool enough to be part of the club, sure.
I'm buying a Hulk Hogan skull cap with blonde hair around it.
Crowley, get ready for a wild ride. We have probing questions from Donnie coming up. Steelers, Browns, probing questions. Get in a nice, comfortable position and prepare to get probed like you've never been probed before by Donnie. Cordell Stewart, later this hour, he wants no part of probing, so he's going to wait until 3:30. We've got Jason McCourty at 4, Steve Palazzolo at 4:30, all that on the way. All right, so you're in the mix here now. Crowley, what do you think? Give us your opening takes, your opening salvo on Steelers-Browns.
I don't like the Steelers' chances tonight. I don't, despite the wig, despite the mullet. I think the Browns know what they want to be, so they've already got a leg up on the Steelers. They want to run the ball. How many times did we see Jacoby Brissett last week on a design quarterback run to the outside?
I don't know. Tell our listeners. I doubt they watched that game. Did you watch it back?
I did watch it back. It was a handful of times. They designed some waggles, some boots, all the kind of things that I'd love to see the Steelers try with Mitch Trubisky, and they don't. Now, he did throw an interception, Jacoby Brissett did, over the middle of the field, but
at the end of the game.
He also completed some passes
when they had their 75-yard range kicker basically in range at that point. With a timeout left, I think. Not his best. You know what? I think that I disagree with you. The Browns do know what they want to be. So do the Steelers. What the Steelers just want to be sucks. Boring, conservative, risk-averse to the point of fault. And I think that's not the way you can play in a divisional game where the opponent, even if you've stopped them in the past, is running for 200 yards a game. The biggest thing the Browns actually have going for them in this game is Jacoby Brissett, believe it or not, for this reason. Anthony Lima just told us that they have fully committed to the run in Deshaun Watson's absence, that they couldn't do it last year.
Because Mayfield's ego.
Brissett is such like a blank canvas for a guy like Stefanski. You can just project the ideal version of what you want the offense to look like on him, and he'll run it. It's basically what we've talked about, guys, with Trubisky. He's almost so afraid to run afoul of Mike Tomlin, he'll do what he's told. Now they're actually running the ball because that's what they should have been doing all along.
You guys are only focusing on one side of the ball. They know their identity on offense. What does that say about their defense, though? They're committed to the run. They're committed to their running backs, and they still lost at home to the New York bleeping Jets.
I don't know that I would pick the Steelers to win a game this week on a short week against any team in the NFL, no matter how bad their defense is.
Really?
Why?
I don't see the Steelers moving the ball on Cleveland tonight. I don't think they can move the
ball
on anybody.
Total yardage for them, I think, is 255.5.
The Browns had to do a players-only meeting on defense, Crowley.
Yeah.
They let Baker Mayfield and Joe Flacco beat him down the field.
The only reason that there hasn't been a team meeting about the Steelers' offense is because the Steelers have a head coach that the team respects. And I'm not sure they're all
100%
there with Kevin
Stefanski. They don't respect him enough to keep their comments about the offensive coordinator to themselves. They had their players-only meeting out in the open. They just ripped the offensive coordinator for all of us to hear.
What's a worse unit, the Steelers' defense, or the Steelers' offense, excuse me, or the Cleveland Browns' defense?
Oh, I think that's the resistible force meets the movable object here. I think the Browns' offense right now has better, more proven, or Browns' defense has better, more proven players.
Yes.
Miles Garrett.
He's better than any, and Denzel Ward, frankly, is more proven, even though he's always hurt, than anybody else in the Steelers' offense. So I guess I'd have to default to Browns' defense, but Pony brings up a good point. You got Delpit, you got all these guys in the secondary saying, well, I'm not going to play the blame game, but it wasn't really my responsibility. Buddy, you just played the blame game. You said it was somebody else's fault, not yours.
If Mitch Trubisky can't do to the Browns defense what Joe Flacco did last week, he doesn't deserve to be their starting quarterback.
Well, he can't, though.
That should be the test.
But he can't because Flacco can still throw the deep ball.
Well, Trubisky's got a great arm. One of the reasons why Adam went out and bought the man's jersey is because he was obsessed with his physical tools and talents.
Well, here's the problem to go back.
So he can do it.
Hold on.
He said, at his core, I love throwing the ball downfield.
Okay. Right, we'll
and
see
he's
about
in
that.
His hometown, Chris. His sister's going to be at the game.
That's
and all
nice.
Of his cousins.
So to go back to what Crowley just said about which unit is worse or better or whatever you want to call it, Browns defense or Steelers offense, here's why you have to give the advantage here to the Browns defense.
Because why are you standing up right now, Crowley?
I like to stand when I do a show. I don't know why I started sitting down. Point of order, it was also a Mitch Trubisky player tee, not a jersey.
That's true, actually.
And I will
What's
burn
that
it.
Mean, that you were not fully in on Trubisky? You were only in enough
he
to...
He was jersey levels of deep.
I would spend $30 on the bit, is what it was. I would not spend the, what is
that
it now,
looks
$150
like a, that looks
on the
like
bet?
A Pat White jersey that you got.
You're wearing
at, like,
a men's
at, like,
small West Virginia yeah. shirt.
I really should take the label off. I get hit with the men's small thing all the time.
Why
jersey.
Wouldn't you just get a kid's extra large and save yourself
what's
some money
the,
there? It's probably the same
what's
size.
What's the Morgantown version of the Strip District? That looks like something you got at the Morgantown
no.
Strip.
This was the authentic Pat White jersey of the era. This is authentic, baby. Nike right here. Men's small.
Well, they also put a
Yikes.
Nike label like that on the ones you get from China through Born Trade, so that's what I was
Very
thinking.
Very true.
That's true.
Yeah, and Nike wasn't bathing in quality here,
Malzi,
apparently,
before
on those.
Crowley
but no. Hold
interrupted
on.
You by standing up.
Yeah, I know. Threw me off badly.
Should I sit?
No, but here's the thing about this offense, Steelers offense versus Browns defense, two bad units so far through two games. I got to give the nod to the Browns defense having the advantage here for one reason. They are just run by a defensive coordinator with an offensive head coach. He leaves them be. You could theoretically, they'll fix their problems maybe. The Steelers' offensive coordinator is bad, but we know that their offense is being influenced possibly heavily, including that coordinator, by the head coach,
yes.
who is immensely powerful compared to the Browns' head coach relative to his team, right? We all agree on that? Tomlin carries a big
of
stick.
Course.
So if that group is doing what Mike Tomlin wants them to do in the end, I give the advantage to the Browns defense because the head coach here wants it to look this way.
Yeah, we had a big debate on the morning show today about Mike Tomlin's role in all this and whether or not he trusts Mitch Trubisky.
Did you also hear that debate on Cook and Joe today?
I did not hear that on Cook and Joe today. What I did hear on
you
Cook
go to
and Joe
in that no. circumstance, I certainly would.
Probably not. They've been careful. They, you know,
why wouldn't
according
you?
To Hokie, they want to wait if they can.
I know what they want to do. What would you do?
if I'm in their shoes and see him every day and don't think he's ready, I'm going to wait.
But you don't see him every day. What would you, Ron Cook, do?
I would probably make him wait, Joe, for the third time.
No, you didn't couch it that way the first two times. You're telling me what they would do. I'm asking you what you would do.
I'm not going to put him in on the road. And I would rather
Why not?
Have,
he's your first round pick.
I'd rather have him in against the Jets at home.
I remember being in that broiler so often with Joe, but I had figured out a way very early to turn it back on him to the point where he would get so mad he would storm off after the segment.
I don't want to flame Ron here, so I'm not going to, but...
But?
I mean, is sports talk radio not about giving your opinion on what you would do? If it's about what the Steelers are going to do, we know what they're going to do. We know who they are. We know how they have to win games with the way that they're coached. We know what they're going to do. So
that doesn't
no
make
fun.
It right. And that doesn't make it immune from debate. Ron would hate what we do next. We allow for Donnie.
Oh, my
man,
God.
That thing is huge. Look at that sheet of paper.
Did I just hear a glove snap?
Look at that sheet of paper that has Donnie's Steelers Browns probing questions.
That was a visual and an audio. That was an AV joke for Crowley only.
Only three today, so get ready to
probes,
go.
Huh?
It's a light day.
What's the order of probing here? Pony gets to be probed first. It'll go Pony, me, and Crowley.
However you guys want to set it, you can decide.
All right, I'll go first.
You guys
I'll
set the batting order. Number one, more rushing yards. Nick Chubb in the first half or Najee Harris in the whole game?
Oh, I'll answer decisively. It's Nick Chubb in the first half. Najee Harris... I have had two people now. One, I got told this person felt this way. Two, second time, the person told me themselves. These are credible people who have made me feel a lot better about my Najee opinion. They say, yeah, he's missed a couple holes, but the much bigger story is he just isn't right physically. Not even close to right. Running upright like a bad version of Eric Dickerson. Nick Chubb's problem was that he was too good last week, and he scored when he shouldn't have.
I'm going to say Najee Harris, but that's not... Don't take that as a ringing endorsement for the Steelers or a slight on Chubb. I think the Browns will mix in Hunt, and even though the Steelers should, I don't think they'll use Warren enough. So if they get over 50 rushing yards,
that's a big ass if.
Okay, what's Chubb going to have in the first half? Even in a good day, probably around 50 with how much Hunt will touch it. So I think Najee will have more for the game. Crowley?
I think Najee's going to have more in the game than Chubb will have in the first half. If you ask the question about Chubb in the second half, I would take Chubb. I look at what happened the final 6 minutes and 33 seconds on Sunday, and I can't get that taste out of my mouth. And I think the Browns are going to physically wear the Steelers down. It tastes like probe now.
Mm. Grizzly mint.
Is that your favorite flavor?
Your skull man?
Skull man, baby.
Next.
What is the final result of the Steelers' first drive?
All right, Pain. Pony, you say three. Crowley, you say and. I say out. I mean, I actually think they get off. You know what?
Punt.
Interception.
Turnover on downs. Midfield. Shut down on the old
no
QB sneak.
No friggin' way. Tomlin is not going to be aggressive and go for it at midfield on fourth down.
Interception by Denzel Ward.
Next.
Who finishes the game at quarterback? Mitch Trubisky or Kenny Pickett?
Not Kenny Pickett. That's what I want to have happen.
I think Trubisky.
Yeah, Trubisky. I mean, one thing has become clear. Tomlin is, if anything, like every time somebody complains about why Kenny Pickett's not going to get a chance, it's like it strengthens his resolve to not give Kenny Pickett a chance. So I think that's going to continue.
He talked about patience in his press conference. Did you guys hear him with Pompeiani on the Mike Tomlin show?
Yeah, we played it.
Yeah. He ain't going to Trubisky.
He said, I'm not even in that neighborhood yet.
Yeah. It ain't happening. Trubisky finishes the game.
Cars are pretty fast. He could get to that neighborhood quickly, but he won't.
Thank you, Proby.
How did we manage to go faster in probing questions with three people, even with only three questions, than we've ever gone before?
It's a Thursday night.
I might.
You gotta do everything faster.
I really got to dig the probes deep next week.
I don't think they were deep enough.
He didn't have enough time.
You got to keep it with vanilla probes. When it's a quick turnaround on a Thursday.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hours away from a big game for the Steelers. They can go 2-0 on the road against AFC North opponents. Offensive turmoil, offensive disarray. Say the same thing about the Browns defense after they got gutted in that late loss to the Jets on Sunday. They held a players-only meeting on the defensive side of the ball. That can't be good. Our next guest knows a thing or two about going to Cleveland and winning. What was it, 99, Mulsey?
43-0.
43-0.
That was a fun one to watch.
Cordell Stewart on the fan hotline brought to you by Nemecol. And you remember that one, Cordell? You got to watch the second half. You won that one so comfortably.
Steeler Nation, let's ride. Well, I tell you what.
Oh, who are you? Who are you now? Russell Wilson on us, Cordell? You're going the cornball route? Come on, you're cooler than that.
Hey, that cornball is the most liked player in the National Football League. Let's ride. Hey, how you like those cookies, baby? Let's eat those.
He does look awkward when he gets asked to do those promo things, man. Like, he looks uncomfortable, though, Russ Wilson.
Let me say this, fellas. There's no swag whatsoever in that. But what really tests if he doesn't have swag is the man has a beautiful family.
He's got enough swag for Sierra, so hey, that's pretty good. Hey, better than most.
That's why I said the family. I didn't want to go off and dive too deep and get messed up something here. But the brother got some swag somewhere in the matrix when it comes down to it, because he does have a beautiful family. But I'll say this, going into Cleveland in 99, when I think that's when a new stadium was open. I think they had this big concert at the beginning stages with this country singer, I think, or whatever concert some sort they had going on, and we just went and just annihilated them. But, that's always been a rivalry, dating back before I got there and when I first got there, and it's always a great match. Because
Well, how are you feeling about tonight, Cordell? You got a good feeling about tonight? What do you think?
Well, consider the Turnpike. It has a great mixture of people that live in Cleveland that have Pittsburgh fans, to people in Pittsburgh have Cleveland fans. Like, it's always a crazy thing to try to judge. But I'll say this. Jadeveon Clowney, we know he's not playing this week.
Nope.
Myles Garrett, he didn't get too much practice in this week. I'm riding with the Steelers. I'm just going to go out and say that. I'm just going to cut the chase and get to that right now. And for this reason, the Steelers are not playing their best football at this time across the board. Defense, pass, 30th, rush, 22nd. Offense, passing, they're 28th, and just rushing, they're 26th. They're both bad on both sides of the football, but they're finding ways to win. And I said this last week, and I said it the week before. It's not always going to look good. And sometimes when you start drinking this Kool-Aid and becoming Monday morning quarterbacks, and we're deciding to want to bench the whole entire dang on team, what you end up having is a bunch of just noise and emotions flowing. Let the game play and just finish. Because we saw that game that happened last week with the Jets, with Joe Flacco. We thought he was washed up, and what does he do? He comes in, he freaking throws a touchdown, and he calls Jacoby Brissett to press and ends up throwing an interception, and the Jets comes on the road and beat the Cleveland Browns, which we never thought was going to happen, right? So all I say is this, is when you have your football team is sitting in a good position, right? They're 1-1. Mitch Trubisky's got to play better football, sure. Yes, he freaking bit the apple and said what the fans are saying and the media saying, yeah, maybe I should throw the ball a little bit deeper. No, he shouldn't buy into it. What he needs to understand is continue to not turn the football over. Yes, if he does have the throws downfield and it's open and he has a chance, take the opportunity downfield. But if it's not there and you don't have to do it because you're making plays with your feet doing it as the game comes, Troy Aikman. He did it himself when he was with the Dallas Cowboys. He didn't go downfield deep to Michael Irvin and company early. What did he do? He hit Novacek. He would hit Moose. He would hit Emmitt Smith on checkdowns. And before you know it, when those linebackers came up, what ended up happening? They ended up playing man coverage on the outside, and you got Showtime with Michael Irvin catching the ball down the field for touchdowns. So you've got to let the game come to you. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm not becoming a prisoner of the moment. I'm sticking to what I said last week. You allow this kid to continue to grow because he's – hey, when we question about, Mitchell Trubisky's progression and how he processed, the game, when he came into Pittsburgh, for those who made that statement, was also questioning the Steelers scouting department because they saw something in Mitch Trubisky that can help them win. And all I'm saying is I haven't seen the Steelers make bad decisions when it comes down to bringing players in for what they need to bring them in for. And I think this is still a good situation with Mitch Trubisky when it comes down to what he's capable of adding to this football team until it's time for Kenny Pickett to come. Trust and believe, fellas, real quick.
Cordell, we are Monday morning quarterbacks, but that's why we have you, an actual Sunday afternoon quarterback, on who played the position to really break it down.
Give it
to me straight. Like, so 2 weeks in, so we already got the week one breakdown on Mitch. What, honestly, good and bad, because it was a loss. Never feel good after a loss. But what did you see from Mitch in week two when you were actually cutting the tape and watching his performance?
Well, it seemed like he's still trying to he doesn't want to make the bad mistake. All right, let's just be transparent. When you go through what he's going through, number two pick overall, going to Chicago, all of a sudden he leaves Chicago for the reasons in which he had to then going to Buffalo and not playing at all. The confidence, you know, in himself, you know, and then in his new system and trying to make sure he does it right and knowing that he has Kenny Pickett sitting right in his side view and rearview mirror. Matter of fact, he's sitting in the passenger seat. You know, and his seat is pushed up a little bit further than his. The only thing he doesn't have is the steering wheel and the brakes and the gas. And all I'm saying is he just needs to not press and continue to play. Regardless of him missing what he missed, what I saw on film, just keep on chugging along. Just keep on
But Cordell, along. Now you've got an issue where not only Trubisky but other guys in the offense are calling out the offensive coordinator. He's not calling concepts deep. He's not letting us go no huddle. Well, now they're pointing the finger back on the coach.
Well, I guarantee you, Coach Tomlin corrected that real quick. let's just address how that will be handled.
What do you mean by that? Correct it. What do you mean by that?
Well, you don't let your laundry, you don't let your feelings and your laundry in your locker room come out and give to you guys. You don't give that to the media. You don't give that to your opponents. You don't give that to the fan base. It seems like you have an unsettled household. When you have something, it's like it's dysfunctional. Yeah, I mean, how many times since, all right, for you guys, all right, from the information that you guys may have gathered over time, the Steelers has never been known since I've been there in 1995, going back to when Neil O'Donnell was our starting quarterback. We never started fast in the season. Never. Not one time.
Well, they went 11-0 a couple of years ago, but I get what you're saying.
Well, but that's all right. That's one time. Give me another time.
Well, they went 15-1 one year, so they lost one game, and then they didn't lose.
50? They went 50?
15-1, 1-5 in 04.
Okay, that was – all right, that was 04. But give me another time.
That might finally be it, I think, just those two.
Okay. Well, what would you consider starting fast, like a 7-0 record, something like that, Cordell? What do you mean starting fast? Is 5-1 fast? Is 4-2 fast?
Okay, if we were 2-0 right now, would we really be making too much noise?
No.
Well, it all depends. I mean, if they were 2-0 and the players were calling out the offensive coordinator, we would be making a big deal out of it.
But the only reason we're making a big deal out of it is because we lost against New England. If we win that game, do you hear that out in the streets? No, you don't. You don't.
You think they keep it to themselves if they win the game, you're saying?
I think there's nothing for the sticky to stick to, right? Because there's nothing bad. You can, again, remember we talked about ugly wins? We can coach from ugly wins, but when it's an ugly loss, if you will, right, we missed downfield throws, the coach is not calling a great play, we should have went for it here, we're picking out every single pimple on the face of this team to say why it's not looking good at that moment.
Cordell, they have not scored a first quarter touchdown in 11 games. Which, don't you guys script plays during the week that are supposed to give you an advantage
like
when you
best
start
stuff,
a game?
Basically,
I mean, that seems to me like that's a reflection on coaching when you get off to such slow starts in a game.
Yeah, and the Denver Broncos are 0-6 in the red zone right now, too. So, I mean, you know, you're going to point the finger at everything, you know, at everything when it's not working. So,
but is that a valid complaint to say, man, that's a long time without a first quarter touchdown, 11 games?
But not by teammates, though. Not by the team. You guys can talk about it. We can talk about it. But that can't come from out the
locker room. Or if the teammates say it, it's got to be behind closed doors.
I got what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. You can't. I can talk about it. I'm the media now. there's no nepotism here with me. I'm being transparent and honest here. It's like what we do in our fraternity, in our organization, is not for the person that doesn't know anything about us. That's why New England, let's just throw them in the hat, right? They beat the Steelers this past weekend, right? This is why New England, when you hear the people say the Patriots way, it's because they all sound the same. They're boring interviews. Why? Because every single...
Well, Belichick will cut them if they say anything.
Oh, if those guys made those comments after a game, they'd have to walk back to Boston, Cordell.
My man, there you go, guys. That's what I'm saying. So I'm not saying that we need to be that cutthroat, but you better believe, pardon the pun, but you better believe that Coach Tomlin actually corrected that issue. Trust me, he's not wanting that to bleed off into you guys' airways, to NFL Network, to any four-letter word, ESPN, CBS. And you don't want that to go anywhere, to Post-Gazette, none of that stuff.
Because you know Ron Cook will have a field day with that, Cordell. He can't wait. That's red meat for him.
Ron Cook is my guy, man. I mean, he would tell. But he tells the truth. He wouldn't lie about it.
No. Cordell.
It is what it is.
Cordell, do you think the Steelers players are aware of the closed-door meeting that Cleveland had, or you think they're too focused on their own infighting to even know that that happened?
Well, you know, sometimes as a coach, you know, this is just a alleged conversation, and this is conversation that I know – just giving you guys something I know we did.
Yep.
Anytime you hear something like that happen, you automatically assume there's disarray or there's a panic or something's quote-unquote wrong, right? And so if the players aren't talking about it, the coaches aren't talking about it to the players, you know, of course, if they're not doing it, it's because they're more focused on them. But you better believe the players are having these conversations. But I don't think the Steelers have any room to have those conversations. I mean, they're having issues with the quarterback not throwing the ball deep, and they're talking about needing to do more no huddle.
Do you agree with that? Do you think tempo helps them, Cordell?
Can you put it in on a short week too?
Yeah, you can. Short week, 2 minutes, no huddle. That's been in since the preseason. That's been in since the offseason. Like, you don't just put the 2 minute offense in.
I should say run it more. Like, is that a switch that's easy to make in a short week to say we're going to run this more often because it worked?
I think to control the game for tempo purposes, yes. And for obvious purposes, 4 minutes off, 4 minute offense, 2 minute offense, 1 minute offense, yes. I think it's a great changeup if your quarterback has the ability to do it. I know when I played, I loved the 2 minute offense because I was kind of on my own. Right. It wasn't like the coaches were wrong with the scripts that were created, because you're not, because you're going off of statistics. What they do on first and 10, we put up four or five plays, run or pass, play action pass too as well. Depending on what we did the week prior, we don't want to do the same thing the next week. We kind of want to give them something that says that looks like what we did before, but we do something different. You've got the same situation on second and short to medium, the second and long. You've got those litany of plays. So, you know, the quarterback has to be comfortable with those plays that they do have.
Well, he said he's not even allowed to audible, Cordell.
Yeah, is that a little strange?
He said he's not allowed to audible. No authority to audible.
I'll say this. I don't want to go too far outside the box, but I know I audible. I heard Ben Roethlisberger audible. And sometimes some players who don't audible, it's because they're not either prepared or the team doesn't need to have that audible. The audible may be already built in. You know, you may put the pressure on the offensive line, right? Because, you know, they have these systems nowadays, you know, allow you to be able to correct it on the fly, whether it's adjustments that you make, whether it's blocking schemes up front that the offensive line may call to make those adjustments. When you say allow, for me not to know why, I don't want to speak ignorantly and throw any, you know, boo-boo out there on anybody, like saying, well, Mitchell Trubisky's not smart. I'm not going to say that.
You know? Well, Matt Canada.
Or the coaches don't have that in the system. I'm not going to say that. What I'm going to say is maybe they don't need it because the system is already built and bulletproof enough to beat that.
Cordell, Matt Canada said, he talked about the offense being young. Every single Steelers skill position player, with the exception of George Pickens, was here last year when he was the coordinator. So what do they need to see? How do they get on the same page with the quarterback then?
You're still young. 1 year, you're still young. You're not a rookie until, what, the fourth game of that regular, the second season. So they are young. And then you have a quarterback that's just learning the system too as well. So, you know, it's growing pains. It's growing pains, guys. You know, and when you get to a position where you lose against a team like New England, it was a tremendous amount of buildup, right? A lot of history diving back to when I played against them to when
they were supposed to get revenge.
I wanted to beat him by 100 points because I hate Belichick so much.
It was supposed to be revenge, Cordell, and it played out like so many other ones.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? I don't think you can win the Super Bowl in the month of September in the second week of the season, either, right?
Hey. Cordell, let me ask you a question about tonight's game, and specifically just how your reaction would be. So we already know the Browns are having horrible secondary issues, right? Like their guys, Delpit and some of these corners were saying, we're not going to play the blame game, but there are bad miscommunications. You're seeing what Flacco did to them. You're going to be the quarterback playing them. Just put yourself in Trubisky's shoes. Are you licking your chops and really hoping that this week's game plan install's got some deep shots because you're seeing on film, hey, these guys aren't communicating. They're not talking. They're there for the taking. Mm. Like, what's your mindset having just watched that film going in to play them?
I mean, based on what we practice and what I've seen on film, if it presents itself, I'll take a shot at you. Down and distance, situational football matters most. If it's second and four, and I have a chance to hit a go route, and we're on a good side. Matter of fact, if it's first and 10, and we're on a good side of the football field, say we're on the minus 45-yard line, and it's first and 10, it's a shot play.
Let it rip. Yep.
Yeah, I'm taking a chance. I mean, worst-case scenario, if it's an interception, it's almost like a punt. It's deep in their territory.
Mm-hmm.
So that's situational football. If it's second and three, you know, because now if we don't get it, and it's third and three, that's manageable situations on third down. Then we could try it. But I'm not going into this game, guys. You know, and I know you guys want me to say this for the sake of conversation.
Oh, here we go.
You might not, but I'm not going to say when I'm stepping up to the line of scrimmage, if I'm Mitch Trubisky on the road, if I step up here and I'm saying I'm throwing this go route and they got the cornerback sitting at 1x7 and he's bailing and the safety is waiting on the other side of the field and I just see there's an opportunity to throw it, but, you know, I'm going to throw it because I didn't do it last week. I wouldn't do that. I'm not doing it. I'm hitting my check down. I want to keep the change moving, people. That's going to come.
What is Cordell Stewart's Steelers-Browns game prediction? What is Cordell thinking tonight?
I'm thinking the Steelers win. I don't think Cleveland rebounds from that awful loss they got against that Jets team. I'm seeing Mitchell Trubisky giving me 2 touchdowns in the air.
Ooh.
I'm seeing 2 touchdowns thrown. I'm going to get at least 1 go ball that's going to be completed. Now, I didn't say how many go balls.
Okay.
At least 1 of those are going to be completed downfield. And I think it's one of those slug matches, again, that we normally see between these two teams that's going to try to battle it out.
All right, so bet the under. We can bet in Pennsylvania. It's legal here in Pittsburgh. We don't need bookies anymore. We can go right. You're saying get that under bet.
Punch the old phone up.
Ugly win. No Picassos. No Van Goghs here.
Yeah, no, I'm going under. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I don't think it's going to be
all
a
high-scoring
game.
I'll have the Crown and Ginger Ale going tonight, Cordell. Thank you.
There you go. Crown Apple, baby, and Ginger Ale. Crown
the Slash.
We'll see you. Cordell Stewart, the man. That's pretty cool.
I think I said this last week. It is amazing the respect he has for the – not amazing that he has this much respect, but, like, he sounds like a player who was coached the way Trubisky was coached, where it's stuck with him. I want to keep the chains moving. I'm not taking the go ball right away. I think it's a very interesting window.
He said don't buy into it if you're Trubisky. Right. Don't listen to the outside noise.
It's just a window into how these guys are probably thinking.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.